Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for January 28th, 2025. So what we're going to talk about today is obviously interest rates, but the biggest questions I get every day is, Dan, should I buy in this market? What are home prices going to do? And what's interest rates going to do? So we're going to cover all that today. So our topics for today is, first off, we're going to have, well, latter part of this, we're going to have an interview with Compass CEO. He's going to actually talk about both those, housing inventory, housing prices, and interest rates. Here's what the stock market and equities are doing right now. The NASDAQ's giving back a little bit from that debacle it had yesterday. So we're going to briefly go through this, and then the economic calendar we have for today with durable goods orders is the only thing on the chart for today. So let's get to the news. Mortgage rates eased a little bit yesterday. I thought it was going to ease a little bit more. MBSs were about 30 points down or up, I'm sorry. So as the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. That's what we know on this channel. So let's get over to what the calendar looks like today that might be affecting these things. And then we're going to talk with or see an interview with the Compass CEO to get his take on housing 2025. So let's get to it. Economic calendar for today, durable goods orders came in pretty bad. Previous reading was -2. It was expected to go up to at least into the positives at 0.3. It went down actually below at a -0.2. So durable goods orders aren't looking very good right now. So that could be good news for the markets. Not really good news for the equities, but good news for the bond markets, because as the depletion in basically our economy kind of starts to crumble a little bit, interest rates usually get a little bit better. So that's good news for interest rates, but not good news for the economy. Next off, we have the Dow Jones. Basically, the indices right through here are basically just stagnant. Yesterday, the NASDAQ got clobbered. The Dow Jones did okay yesterday, but right now we're basically flat across the board. Thing here I don't like is oil's up above $74 a barrel. We need this in like the $60 range to really bring back inflation, and then the 10-year treasury's ticking up just a little bit. So let's get over to the bond market and the things we monitor here on a daily basis. So your question is, you know, what are homes prices going to do? What's interest rates going to do? And how's that going to affect affordability? So there's a great interview this morning with the CEO of Compass Realty, and they're a nationwide lender. Let's get his take on the market, and then I'll give you my kind of 2 cents on what I think. You know, am I going to give him a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or he's not that bad? So let's get over to this topic, and then when we come back, I'm going to show you the reaction the market has so far today, and then I'm going to take a little bit deeper dive into the housing market as well. So let's get over to it.
Economists say that the housing market is at its most unaffordable levels in recent history, and inventory is the biggest issue at play. Talking about it right now, joining us to talk about housing, mortgage rates, what is actually happening here? Compass co-founder and CEO Robert Refkin, good morning to you. We were just talking off air just about how tough last year was in terms of just overall volume of sales. What is happening?
And last year, we saw the lowest level of transactions in 29 years, a period where the population grew 25%. What you're seeing is there's just not enough inventory. This year,
The population grew by 25%?
Yeah, over the last 29 years.
Oh, the last 29 years. Okay. I thought it was that must have been a big year in 2022.
Yeah, so there's just, it's a structural challenge. There's not enough inventory. We are seeing more inventory grow, and the positive news is for buyers.
Right.
With 25% more inventory now than a year ago, and there's a path that this time next year will be at pre-pandemic 2019 levels of inventory. We expect prices to stabilize and grow at 2%.
So how much of the challenge, though, is the new buyer market, meaning people just priced out on one end, and then there's the sort of what I would describe as the mortgage rate mobility problem, which is somebody's bought a home, locked in at a good rate back 4 or 5 years ago, and now really can't move because the rate they're going to get today is much worse.
Yeah, we call that financial prison for some of these agents. They're locked into a mortgage rate and they just can't get out of it.
Right.
And so it's a lot better than it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, this...
But how much, I guess, if you were to look at the new buyer market versus this sort of locked-in prisoner dilemma, how does that pie chart look?
It is more for the locked-in.
Okay, so the locked-in is the bigger problem.
Yes, 75% of homeowners 3 years ago were locked into 4% mortgage rates or below. So if a year and a half ago when mortgages were 8.2%, right. Now it's much better, 7%. The delta between 8 or 7 and 4 is just too much for people to want to leave. It's a financial asset. They don't want to lose it.
Plus, right. We keep thinking that rates are going to come down. And even though the Fed has cut rates, we have not seen mortgage rates come down commensurately.
And that's the good news. Over the last 3 years, this sentence has been pervasive. I'm just going to wait until mortgage rates come down.
Yeah.
The good news about September 18th, when the Fed brought down rates and mortgage rents went up, we don't hear that statement anymore. And so on the negative side of the ledger, you have affordability, prices, mortgage rates. But on the positive side of the ledger, you have the end of the statement, right. I'm going to wait for mortgage rates to come down, and you have more inventory.
Okay, so take us around the country real quick. Miami. Let's do Miami, Florida. Everybody was rushing to Miami, mm-hmm. Florida during the pandemic. What's happened to prices there?
So Miami, Florida,
yeah.
is one of the eight states where there's actually more inventory than the pre-pandemic period. Hmm. So of the large states, Florida and Texas are in that group. So those are markets where you're seeing more price drops than any other market.
But
it's upwards
Florida
of 40%.
Florida has its own issues with the condo resetting, right? With the new rules that require everybody to go in and make good for all the fixes that they haven't done for years.
Folks, I actually did a video on this because I own a condo in Florida and everything they're telling you is absolutely true. I'll try to find that video and put it right up through here. I did a walk through the complex that I own in. It is on the beach, and so we just got devastated. We had to pay over about $70,000 to $75,000 over the last 2 years in special assessments. So what they're telling you is absolutely correct. This is exactly why I said we weren't going to have home prices crash, because if you really monitor this market, you're going to see that lockdown effect that a lot of people are seeing. So the only way to get a huge price correction, like you're seeing right through here, down in the Miami, Florida, and parts of Texas, when you have way too much inventory for whatever purpose, and then that will cause home prices to come down. So the more excess inventory you have to have a lot of inventory to actually bring down the prices substantially. You know, you could see an easy drop of 2, 3, 4%, but to get down to double digits, you know, 10, 15, 20, maybe 30% reductions, you're going to have a massive influx of inventory. So just wanted to give that tidbit right through there.
Exactly. More HOA fees, higher insurance.
The interesting part to me was it's happening in Florida and in Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Right. And Austin doesn't have a lot of those same issues. Yeah. And so what's happening?
These were the markets, the biggest boom markets on the way up, and they're the ones that are feeling the most pain on the way down.
You're saying off by 40%.
More than 40% of Miami, more than 40% of Austin, more than 40% of Dallas have price drops today.
Price drop. Okay, so the price drop is not by 40%.
Just the percentage of the total inventory.
What kind of price drops are we talking about? And if you were to project out for those who are looking for property in an Austin or in a Miami, do you say to yourself, wait another year because it's another 10%? I don't know what it is. You tell me.
I would say this year will be a great year to buy in those markets, but in other markets. Of the entire country, 33% of the market, of the entire country, 600,000 homes, have a price drop today. That's the second largest number of price drops in 10 years.
Okay, so what a lot of the pundits are going to say is, there you go, this is the beginning of the crash. Well, not necessarily. Okay, so what you're having right now is more and more inventory going there. The demand isn't that good. People are looking for bargains. So you're going to see prices come down. I don't expect, nor does he expect, nor does the data tell us if that inventory level hit those at this point. So, but if we see inventory levels, you know, double from here, I'll be the first one to say, watch out, market. But you have to pay attention. In these cases, I think he defines, you know, how many price cuts are actually normal and standard. So let's continue with this so he can conclude. And then I'll give you my 2 cents at the end once again.
What about New York?
New York is actually... it is moving up.
Right.
So New York State, the inventory is basically flat year over year, and the overall prices are, as a result, up 16% year over year.
Would you go buy on an investment level or any other level in the Palisades right now if you could?
I would.
You would?
I would.
Because you just think it's going to...
Los Angeles is still one of the most beautiful places in the world. It will come back in an incredible way after all catastrophes that tends to happen.
Right.
It will build more safely. It will build more beautiful. And I've been pleasantly surprised by how many people want to stay there. Yes, right. There are the stories of people that are moving to Dallas, Austin, Miami, Orange County, San Diego, San Francisco, or New York, and many more stories.
They're playing us out. Most undervalued market in America today, if we had this conversation 5 years from now.
Oh, gosh. The most undervalued, I would still say, condos in San Francisco.
Condos in San Francisco, folks. You heard it here. Robert, thank you.
I wouldn't have expected that. Okay, so let's dig into some housing numbers briefly. Here's the housing inventory that we've seen. This goes back to 2017. Let me see if it goes any further. I don't think it does. So this is basically the inventory we saw. Let's assume this is pre-pandemic up through here, right through here, 2017 and 28. So this is pre-pandemic numbers, which we would need inventory up to here. You can see right above my head, we need inventory up to here to just equate out to where we were pre-pandemic. So that's filling that gap there. We go over to this area here, Zillow home prices over the last, basically through December of 2024. Let's see if there's any areas of major cities that crashed. We have San Jose, California at the top of the heat, up about 8%. Let's go down to the bottom and see what the crashers are. Then we have Austin, Texas, I think down there is about down 3.22%. So the biggest moves down that we saw were about 3.22% in the Austin, Texas area. So no crashes along through here. So if that's what you're still waiting for, God bless you. I hope your area comes down in values and mortgage rates come down for you so you could be able to afford that. So we do have, I want to introduce something to you. I offer free consultations. And the reason why I do this is so that you guys can kick the tires to see, you know, is your market area, is it a good area? Can you afford that area? Are there programs that we can get you into that might make it more beneficial, you know, cost effective to do this? So I do offer free consultations. Go to therateupdate.com and you can schedule those here. But let's conclude with this. So mortgage rates, I'm expecting, well, the Federal Reserve's meeting tomorrow and they're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. My expectations are today this market's going to be completely flat. So let's get over to the bond market that we're seeing right through here. So bonds right now are -9, not enough to really do anything. If we go to a two-day chart, we could still see the numbers are basically, well, here's where we were yesterday. We opened the gate right through here. So we gave back some of these gains, but we're still kind of in line with expectations. So I think we're basically just going to balance out until tomorrow when the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. I know what they're going to do. They're not going to do anything. But we're really focused in on the guidance that they're going to give us. What are they looking for in the economy? What kind of numbers are they looking for that their target rate? We know the inflation numbers at 2, but what other things are they looking at? That's what we're going to pay attention in tomorrow's news on. So before you do anything, if you're looking to buy your first car, you're looking to buy your first home, the one thing I need you to do is go to optoutprescreener.com. And here's why. You might hear the horror stories of people saying, you know, I applied for a mortgage and then I start getting hundreds and hundreds of calls. What those are called trigger leads. So what happens is when I pull you apply for a mortgage, I pull your credit, the credit agencies sells your financial data to entities that are willing to pay for it. So that's what's happening behind the scenes. So if you want to stop that sharing of your financial data, go to optoutprescreener.com. You scroll down. It's a free service. It's not my service. It's just a free service. Scroll down there, subscribe to it to halt all those trigger leads so you don't get just bombarded with leads or calls. Last but not least, me. Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I hope to be your nationwide mortgage loan officer because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The company I work for is a huge mortgage originator or mortgage servicer. Okay, we're a huge mortgage servicer. That gives me the licensing ability all throughout the whole country. The unique thing is we're also a big mortgage brokerage. So we have over 30 different lenders we're working with. So let me explain to you our ideal client. If you know the financial markets, you know the housing market, and all you want is just the best rate, you don't care about the services or anything else, you just want the best rate, well, please go ahead and search for that. If you need my help, you want somebody to partner with that knows what they're doing, has your best interests in mind, has the experience in this business to help not only find you those programs that you're looking for, also work with you to shop your loan around. So our slogan for this year is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. If you can do that on your loan, God bless you. But if you need my assistance, please reach out to us. Go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right up through there. We usually don't ask you to do that. Okay. We'd like you to talk to us. So schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David right up through there, or just give us a call. You can scroll down to the bottom of our website, and there's a whole bunch of information here for you. You go to the bottom of our website, and here's the information. Just give us a call at 844-775-5626. And there's only going to be me, David, or Alan answering the phone, so we don't have a call center. If you want to reach out to me personally, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com. If you have any comments, go ahead and leave those down below. If you really have a question for me that you need my assistance, maybe looking to buy or refinance, please shoot me an email with your basically your data, your information, so I can contact you directly, and I'll be reaching out to you to go over that question with you and any other questions that you might have. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon, and come back at the closing bell so I can let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.